The promise of heaven to believers and threat of hell to non-believers provide a strong incentive for members to retain their belief. Lynch asserts that belief in the crucifixion of Jesus in Christianity amplifies each of its other replication advantages through the indebtedness believers have to their Savior for sacrifice on the cross. The image of the crucifixion recurs in religious sacraments, and the proliferation of symbols of the cross in homes and churches potently reinforces the wide array of Christian memes. 26. Although religious memes have proliferated in human cultures, the modern scientific community has been relatively resistant to religious belief. Robertson, 2007, 44, reason that if evolution is accelerated in conditions of propagative difficulty, 45, then we would expect to encounter variations of religious memes, established in general populations, addressed to scientific communities. Using a mimetic approach, Robertson deconstructed two attempts to privilege religiously held spirituality in scientific discourse. Advantages of a mimetic approach as compared to more traditional modernization and supply-side theses in understanding the evolution and propagation of religion were explored. Mimetic explanations of racism and cultural software, a theory of ideology, Jack Balkin argued that mimetic processes can explain many of the most familiar features of ideological thought. His theory of cultural software maintained that memes form narratives, social networks, metaphoric and metonymic models, and a variety of different mental structures. Balkin maintains that the same structures used to generate ideas about free speech or free market also serve to generate racistic beliefs. To Balkin, whether memes become harmful or maladaptive depends on the environmental context in which they exist rather than in any special source or manner to their origination. Balkin describes racist beliefs as fantasy memes that become harmful or unjust ideologies when diverse peoples come together as through trade or competition. 46. Architectural memes. In A Theory of Architecture, Nico Salingaro speaks of memes as freely propagating clusters of information, which can be beneficial or harmful. He contrasts memes to patterns and true knowledge, characterizing memes as greatly simplified versions of patterns, and as unreasoned matching to some visual or mnemonic prototype. 47. Taking reference to Dawkins, Salingaro emphasizes that they can be transmitted due to their own communicative properties, that the simpler they are, the faster they can proliferate, and that the most successful memes come with a great psychological appeal. 48. Architectural memes, according to Salingaro, can have destructive power. Images portrayed in architectural magazines representing buildings that could not possibly accommodate everyday users become fixed in our memory, so we reproduce them unconsciously. 49. He lists various architectural memes that circulated since the 1920s and which, in his view, have led to contemporary architecture becoming quite decoupled from human needs. They lack connection and meaning, thereby preventing the creation of true connections necessary to our understanding of the world. He sees them as no different from anti-patterns in software design as solutions that are false but are reutilized nonetheless. 50. Internet culture main article, Internet meme. See also, list of internet phenomena. An internet meme is a concept that spreads rapidly from person to person via the internet, largely through internet-based emailing, blogs, forums, Emacs boards like 4chan, social networking sites like Facebook, Instagram or Twitter, instant messaging, and video hosting services like YouTube and Twitch TV. 51. In 2013, Richard Dawkins characterized an internet meme as one deliberately altered by human creativity, distinguished from Dawkins's original idea involving mutation by random change in the form of Darwinian selection. 52. Meme maps. One technique of meme mapping represents the evolution and transmission of a meme across time and space. 53. Such a meme map uses a figure 8 diagram, an end lemma, to map the gestation, in the lower loop, birth, at the choke point, and development, in the upper loop, of the selected meme. Such meme maps are non-scalar, with time mapped onto the y-axis and space onto the x-axis transect. One can read the temporal progression of the mapped meme from south to north on such a meme map. Paul has published a worked example using the organics meme as an organic agriculture. 53. See also Alibarn and Baldwin effect, chain letter mimetic algorithms, mimetic engineering, the beginning of infinity, biosemiotics, Darwin machine, David Deutsch, dual inheritance theory, the electronic revolution, evolutionary biology, mimicry, frisium, psycholinguistic survivals, universal Darwinism, viral marketing, viral video, folia, denotes Dawkins, Richard, 1989, The Selfish Gene, 2 ed. Oxford University Press, pages 192. ISBN 0-19-286092-5, we need a name for the new replicator, a noun that conveys the idea of a unit of cultural transmission, or a unit of imitation.